天宁保险626-581-2581，让我帮你省钱省事保平安。
英语说说看，开口天天练，欢迎收听英语说说看。在上一期的节目里，我们学到了怎么样以打灯的方式来在路上和其他车辆沟通。 In our last session, we learned how to communicate our intentions with other drivers on the road, because driving is indeed its own language. 因为开车在路上的确有它自己的语言。 Today, our session will still center around communications in being on the road. 今天我们的话题依然是在路上和别人沟通。A while back, we learned how to ask for directions. 早些，我和文博跟大家介绍了几句问路的话。Do you still remember? 你还记得吗？ We learned several different ways of asking. For example, the shortest one would be, How could I get there? How could I get there? 我们学到的最短的一句问路的话就是 How could I get there? Just as important as asking for directions, we must also understand and take directions.When they are given to us. Let's work on that today. Asking for directions 是问路的意思。
就是我问他。
对， asking for directions. 他告诉你的时候或者是你告诉别人的时候是 giving directions.
Giving directions.
对， asking for 是问， giving 是给， directions 就是怎么走。
OK, directions, asking 和 giving.
Asking for 和 giving.那常见的 directions 呢有 go straight ahead
go straight ahead
就是让你
直
走or sometimes they'll say keep going straight keep straight ahead these are all saying to keep going straight 这些都是在告诉我们一直往前走 there are different ways to communicate turns as well 转弯也有几种不同的说法Turn left.
Turn left.
Turn right.
Turn right. 左转或右转。
Correct. But be careful, because they don't always say the word turn when they're telling us to make a turn. 值得注意的是，我们刚刚介绍的这个说法比较容易懂，因为在两个单词里面，第一个单词是转弯，第二个单词是告诉我们转弯的方向。但是并不是所有让我们转弯的 directions 里面都带着 turn 这个单词。For example, take a left, take a right. 直译到中文是拿左边的和拿右边的。但是在这里 take a left 就是往左转 take a right 就是往右转。再有一点需要注意的是 take a right.和 on the right 它们的意思是不一样的 take a right 是往右转 on the right 是在右手边虽然都是跟右边有关但是它们的意思是不一样的 and the same on the left take a left 是往左转 on the left 是在左边 and what if we put them together 讲到方向 take 和 on它们可以单独修饰方向，也可以加在一起使用。当然，分开使用和在一起用，它们的意思又不一样了。Take the first turn on the right.
Take the first turn on the right.
第一个可以往右转的地方往右转，或者是 take the second turn on the right.
你遇到的第二个路口往右转。
对， second turn. Actually, speaking of right...There's one more thing we have to be careful of. Because right can mean so many different things. So sometimes it can be confusing. And we don't want to misunderstand. 讲到 right 这个单词其实我们也要额外的注意因为 right 是一个多义字。它不但是一个具有方向感的单词右边它也是很多人的口头语。Right 就是没错对的意思。所以有的时候如果你听到 right 不能马上就以为是跟右边有关另外呢 right 在跟其他单词连在一起的时候 有中文字就的意思。比如说 ,for example, it's right over there, 它就在那里。It's right in front of you, it's right in front, 它就在前面。It's right there, 它就在那儿。所以在听到 right 的时候，我们先不要急着往右边走，仔细地把整句话再听一遍。Because the right way just might be right in front of you and not on the right. 正确的方向也许就在你眼前而不在右边。这句话里用了三次 right, 而这三次的用法意思都不一样。你注意到了吗？ The right way just might beright in front of you and not on the right. To describe position, 在形容位置的时候，我们也会常常听到 next to. Next to 就是在旁边的意思。那 opposite 是在对面。
It is opposite.
Opposite.
Opposite the supermarket.
Opposite from, 或者是 opposite of the supermarket.
It is opposite from...the supermarket.
Correct. Opposite 是对面的意思，但是 it's opposite of the supermarket, 或者是 it's opposite from the supermarket, 都可以。Oh, 还有一个在书本里一般学不到的 it's kitty corner from, 其实这个是口语 kitty corner, 你猜一猜什么意思？
我知道 Hello Kitty.
好可爱，只不过在问方向的时候一般不能够跟猫走。 kitty corner 的 kitty 呢也跟猫没有关系，Kitty Corner 是在对角
啊，对 Kitty Corner
Kitty Corner 是对角的意思。 Kitty Corner 这个单词呢一般会用在十字路口的情况下，
就是对角线 Kitty Corner。
Kitty Corner Kitty 就是 Hello Kitty 的 Kitty, Corner 是角， Kitty Corner 就是斜对角，十字路口是 Intersection
Intersection。
对，这个词也会听的比较多， Intersection 就是十字路口。今天我们触及到的单词并不多，但是内容却非常的广，所以当我们在路上的时候，最重要的还是我们的听力，要不然太容易误解对方了。 As always, the most important thing is to listen. Listen carefully and fully. 不但要仔细听，而且还要把句子听完整， so that we can avoid miscommunications. Good luck, keep practicing.And let's talk more next time.
英语说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice. 不要忘记练习呀。
拜拜。
拜拜。
英语说说看，每期节目在1300网站都有重播，欢迎大家上网 www.am1300.com 收听。感谢天宁保险赞助网站重播，天宁保险电话6265812581。